says Director of Vocations, this is a very appealing gospel. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. But we won't focus on that. Both the Job and in the responsorial psalm, this desire to see the face of God. I know that my vindicator lives and that he will at last stand upon the dust, whom I myself shall see, is what Job says. And the psalmist says, I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. And Pope Benedict writes so beautifully about this desire of the human person to see the face of God. He says it's almost like it's written in our being, this desire to see God's face. You know, when he wrote his book, Jesus of Nazareth, he said it was his pursuit of the face of Jesus. When Pope John Paul II gave us the Luminous Mysteries, in a letter he wrote on the rosary, he said this was a way to contemplate the face of Jesus along with our Blessed Mother. And when we look at that gospel, it gives us a couple of keys and to make us more readily able to see the face of God, which Jesus says is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is very near to us. But are we detached from the things of the world? So Jesus says, he sends them out with no money bag, no sack, detached from the things of the world. And to eat whatever they give you, stay wherever you stay, to be content with the things that you have. This is the secret for us to see the face of God, to live in the very nearness of God. So how content are we and how detached are we? You know, Job was living for that next life, for that encounter with his vindicator. We are made to live in heaven. But that heaven starts now. It's very near to us. But if we don't live with this eternal perspective, if we don't live with this desire to die well so that we can be with God forever in heaven, we won't make it. We must pray for that grace of detachment, but contentment. And we can ask St. Francis, this great saint that we honor today, for help with that. And he's much more than just this hippie animal lover. He was a true warrior for God. Surrendered everything, even left his family to pursue the face of God. He traveled through the desert to convert the Muslims. He had the stigmata. He threw himself in thorn bushes to tame his chastity. He wasn't just, you know, hugging trees and talking to ducks. He was passionately in pursuit of that encounter with the very nearness of God. Yes, he did all those things. He was able to see the face of God and the very things around him, even creation, because he was detached and contented with who he was and where God had him, in his passionate pursuit of this encounter with the living God. So yes, we have care for our creation. Yes, we want to be at peace and harmony with the things around us. But there are only means to the encounter with the living God. And once we've encountered the living God, then we can see him in all things. Now, I have a friend who's a Franciscan, and every 3 months they have a poverty check. They go to their cell, and they have anything in their possession that they haven't used in 3 months, they must give it away. I'm not suggesting that for all of us, not to that extreme, but really, how much extra stuff are we carrying, which then causes us to be focused on this world of protection, instead of that self-gift, first primarily to God, but then to our brothers and sisters around us. Let us really, as we continue this Holy Mass, as we come face to face with the very nearness of God, we can ask St. Francis for that grace to be detached from the things of the world and to be contented with the things that we have, so that like Job, we can be convinced that we will see the face of God.